I know. I know.
Keep those going, because that's impressive.
You like all those adjectives?
I do.
You know, when we think about adjectives, when you think Kansas City, what's an adjective that you think of when you think of Kansas City?
Well, it's more of a noun, but I would say beef.
Beef, absolutely.
More of a noun.
But really, Kansas City makes that an adjective.
Really, it kind of does.
Yeah, and you know what else I think about?
What?
Barbecue.
Barbecue in Kansas City is a historical staple.
It becomes an adjective for Kansas City.
It's like
it's a barbecue town, you know?
It is a barbecue town, and it's, you know, Drew, it's hard to come up with the reasons why. Of course, I have the reasons why.
You have the reasons why?
But, you know, barbecue in Kansas City is an amazing topic to cover.
Yes, it is.
Because we've had some barbecue shows that we've done. We did one with the American Royal when
right.
they did the barbecue, the largest barbecue contest in the world.
In the world.
Had it last September. It goes on every September, supported by the American Royal.
The world is a big place, too.
It is a big
place.
Now,
doesn't 810, don't they have a big...
They do. Union Broadcasting yeah. has a booth, and they do a lot
it's
of
a big
different
deal here
barbecue contests and things like that. Yes, it is a very big deal. And let's see. Before the pandemic, there was over 600 people, groups that had entered into the barbecue contest. Why do they all come to Kansas City? Why? Because Kansas City is the headquarters for barbecue in the world.
In the world.
In the world. Now, a lot of other people have adapted a lot of different kinds of barbecue. Barbecue's been all over the United States, but really, Kansas City is superbly known for their barbecue.
Well, they have a reputation, and reputation is important. And when I think about reputation, I think if I can get a good reputation, I'm going to get a good referral.
Right.
And
yes,
so, and so to get good referrals, a lot of times I don't know who has that good reputation, so I want a referral. And not every time do the people that I know everybody. But I need a local referral place to go. Where do I go?
You go to findandrefer.com or the KC Referral Network. Findandrefer.com is the KC Referral Network. And what that company does is basically...
And they're local, right?
They're local. It's all family-owned. It's all free. There's no tracking, and there's no you're not going to get a bunch of ads on your phone or
right.
anything like that. So if you're looking for a company or you have a company that you've used, let's say, Drew, you've used a great plumber.
Yeah.
And you go, that was amazing service. I want to let people know.
Like Heartland Plumbing out of Gardner.
Okay.
They're a great plumber.
Okay.
There you go.
And then you say, all right, listen, I'm going to refer them.
Right.
We'll put them on the network.
So I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you know a good company.
Findandrefer.com.
Findandrefer.com. All free. No tracking of any kind and no ads or any of that. You just, if you find a company or if you want to find a company or you want to refer a company, go to findandrefer.com. Now, back to barbecue, Drew.
Yeah, barbecue.
Barbecue in Kansas City, when you think of barbecue in Kansas City, when you think of something like that, what first comes to your mind? Of course, sauces, right? Barbecue
yeah.
sauces.
Especially when you're younger, it's all about the sauce.
When you're younger,
you're thinking about the sauce. I don't know why.
Well, I also think about, the sauce is one thing.
Yep.
The meat is another thing.
Yeah.
And the different styles that they have of the rubs, depending on what they put on the different rubs,
yeah,
really makes a difference in the barbecue flavor.
Oh, for sure.
So we're going to go over some kinds of different sauces and things like that.
Yeah.
But first, what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
Is find out what kind of different barbecue styles there are in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, there's so many. And it's changed so much over the last few years, you know, like in the last decade or so.
Okay, we're going to go to break real fast.
Sounds good.
And when I come, when we come back, we will have a guest on our show.
A very special guest.
A very special guest. And we're going to talking all about barbecue in Kansas City. And we'll be back right after this.
We're back, and I am so honored right now to have this guest on the show, really royalty of Kansas City, Mr. George Gates. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Oh, I'm just, we're just so honored to have you on the show. This is an unbelievable childhood dream of mine that I didn't even know I had. I have been and eaten at your restaurants for decades and absolutely love and adore the food. You've been a big part of our life here, and not just my family, but all of Kansas City. So we honor you. Yeah. Thank you for being on the show today.
We appreciate that. And after 75 years and going to the fifth generation, we're finally catching on what we're supposed to be doing correctly.
That's incredible.
Now, Mr. Gates,
who could say that line right there?
Mr. Gates, I love the story of Gates, but if you could just briefly for us and our listening audience, just run through how in the world did this get started and how did you build such a, well, I would call it a legend here in Kansas City that is all over the world now, especially with your barbecue sauces?
You know, we did it all as a service. We're in the service business, and that's what we enjoy doing, servicing the people. If you don't want to do that, you're in the wrong business. We just happened to have a excellent product that was passed down to us from generation to generation. Back in 1946, my grandfather, George Gates, bought a small restaurant called Old Kentuck Barbecue, and that's where it started, right there on 19th and Vine. Back in 1946.
Wow.
And then, yeah, man, we've been doing it for a while. My father was the second generation. That's Ollie Gates and his siblings were the second generation. I'm the third generation with my siblings and my son and my daughters and my nieces and nephews are the fourth. And I even now, and he's 18, so he's just learning. But we've been going for a while. You know, it's a family business, and barbecuing is a family tradition with us. We enjoy doing it, and we enjoy servicing the people.
So George W. Gates was your grandfather?
My grandfather. George W. Gates was my grandfather.
And he worked for the railroads, but he decided that he wanted to open a family-run barbecue restaurant, is that right?
Something like that. How'd you get that information? You know more about it than I do.
Brian is a researcher, and if it's out there, he's going to find it.
Yeah, I should be listening to you. Yeah. But yeah, he was a porter on the Rock Island Railroad, and he, on the weekends, would take my dad on the railroad with him, and he would clean the dishes, and they'll go up and come back down, and he knew that he had a glass ceiling, that he couldn't go any further. He knew that he was doing the work of the head waiter, but wasn't getting the pay or the recognition. So he figured he could do something himself. So he found a restaurant called Old Kentuck Barbecue with a guy who was already in business. He got in business with him, and it went good for about 2 weeks. And my grandfather was kind of rumbunctious, and he didn't agree with some of the things that his partner was doing or how he did it. So about 2 or 3 weeks, he bought him out, and the rest is what you know as Gates Barbecue.
Wow.
It really, there's a couple of things that Gates did for me and for the rest of Kansas City, because we are the barbecue capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Gates has had, well, you've had presidents in, you've had celebrities in, you've had everybody knows Gates Barbecue.
Yeah, not just one president.
Yeah.
You know, like
no.
Presidents
multiple.
Plural. Yeah.
Multiple.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have multiple.
And so in 56, you underwent a change of the name to Gates and Sons Barbecue, because that's when Ollie Gates came into the picture?
Yeah, well, he came into the picture around that time. That's not exact, because he's been involved with the business from the time of his conception. In 1946, he was a young teenager at that time, but he's always worked in the business, like we all did. We grew up in the business. But it was called Gates O' Kentuck initially. And so he was part of the business. So his father, George W. Gates, named it Gates and Sons Barbecue. And it went on like that for years until he got mad at my father. Then he'd take the son down and leave it Gates O' Kentuck. But as long as they were getting along, it was Gates and Sons Barbecue. But that happened in the probably early 50s. You're close around there.
Wow.
Well, you know, what Gates did is it overcame a couple of milestones here and in the rest of the country. First, that the myth that Kansas City could be accommodated by more than one barbecue restaurant. I mean, you guys proved that wrong. And you were the first ones to really do that, right?
Well, to my recollection, you're probably right. We were probably the first one to have multi-type restaurants, barbecue restaurants. They don't have barbecue restaurants. But you know it's wrong, because there's 128 restaurants, barbecue restaurants in Kansas City right now.
That's what you started.
Yeah, but no one knew it until you guys did it.
Is that right? You guys are too kind.
No, it's true.
That's
no,
really
no, no.
True.
You guys are such pioneers, you don't even realize what amazing things you've done. It's just normal for you all. But we literally have been changed. You've changed the face of restauranteering, really.
Especially in the United States. I mean,
oh, yeah.
There's barbecue now all over. I know there was back then, but nothing like what you guys started. And more importantly, how did you come up with that sauce? I have to know. Don't tell
again,
me any secrets.
Again, you know, it began with George W. Gates, our grandfather, the pioneer who started all. He had the sauce, him and his cook, a guy named Arthur Pinkert. So they toyed around with it until they came up with a recipe that they thought would be acceptable to sell, but still have something special. And we always call it the Gates flavor. You got to have, whatever you taste in Gates, it has the same bottom basic flavor, mm-hmm. because you know that's the Gates product. And they started that, again, back in 1946. Came up with that barbecue sauce. They have not changed it since then. We've had little variations on it. We have new products, you know, the sweet and mild and the mild and the extra hot. But that classic has not changed, basically, over the last 76 years. It's the same salt that we made in tubs that I used to make in the wash machine.
No kidding.
Man, I made it in the wash machine, one of those old Maytag agitating-type wash machines. That was my mixer back then. I opened up a number 10 can with can openers, a beer opener, and poured it into that wash machine. This was back in the 60s, early 60s. But, yeah, I did it, and my grandfather did it before then, and my father did it at the same time.
That's incredible.
We've been using wash machines for a lot of things besides washing clothes, let me tell you.
And now the barbecue sauce is you got it into every metropolitan grocery store when you did the plant. I think that was, what was that, back in 75 or no?
In 75 is where we started actually selling to supermarkets. Hmm. A friend of ours named Henry Riojas was the buyer for us wholesale grocery called Milgram's. Milgram's was a retail store.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, man. And he was a buyer for Milgram's, and he put us in there, and hadn't looked back since. And after that, Henry came and worked with us for over 35 years before he passed away. So Henry was a good friend. He's the one that got us into that market. And we really started mass producing in 75, but we always did it by hand and in bottles and sold it in the restaurants or small retail stores, you know, since we've been bottling it. But you had to be careful because back then in the early 60s, we didn't really have any preservatives in it. And sometimes that stuff would start fermenting and the bottle started exploding, pop, 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 and sauce going everywhere. So we had to understand we had to have some preservatives in there. And we evolved over the years to make sure that it was not only good and tasty, but it was healthy, and we made it wisely.
Now, that sauce is available almost everywhere across the country. Well, even in the world, right?
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
I talked to an individual that is a friend of mine, and I said we were going to have you on the show, and they live in Arizona. And they said, no, we've got Gates right here in our grocery store, our local grocery store. We have it right here.
And some places, it's sporadic throughout the country and throughout the world, sporadically. But our main foothold right now is that Midwest, or what we call the 5th Army Division, from Minnesota to Dakotas to Iowa to Nebraska to Colorado to Missouri, to Kansas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and now we're going to Texas. That's our main focus right now, where we have a toehold and people know us in this area. Outside the areas, you know, they don't know you that well. It's kind of hard to put your sauce out there. It's kind of hard to put a bottle of sauce in Connecticut when people are not familiar with you, even though they might have heard of you. But not familiar with you, so we're going to stay in this area where we know we have a toehold, and we'll grow outside of that little by little. That's why we call it Kansas City's own. So, you know, we have a base, which is Kansas City.
And then you are a local Kansas City family-owned company since 1946.
Yes. Correct.
Now, I have two questions for you.
Sure.
I've been in the restaurant business for the last 20 years. I got out of it and decided that I'd just go into a food show for a radio show because I'm too old. But how in the world, when you call out orders without any tickets or anything, do your cooks back in the kitchen know how to keep up? I mean, that's intense training.
That has always impressed me.
Me too.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and it's a system. And we don't have numbers. We don't have a chalkboard. We don't have it. It's a system.
It's unbelievable.
And so when they call it back to you, what you would do. Now, I can't really tell you our secret. Then it would be
no,
a secret. Everybody
no, we're not asking you to. We're just saying that we're impressed every time you go in.
Yeah. Boy,
well, thank you.
They know exactly how what to do and all that. It blows my mind. And
you
then,
know. You know, I got to relate that to, do you remember the Marching Cobras that Willie Smith had in Kansas?
Do we remember?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, they were great.
Yes.
They were called organized madness because they'd be going every which way.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how I relate to what we do. It's an organized madness that we have. We know what we're doing. It's organized, but it doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. We have a lot of fun with it. A lot of fun.
Who came up with... Hi, may I help you?
You know, that was my dad made the final decision, but it was a family thing. We were sitting down, and we knew that we had to have a catch. We knew we had to have a system, and it's a system that we could teach people. So when a guest came in, we could take them through the whole experience and do it correctly each and every time. So that's a part of the whole conversation. Hi, may I help you? It's a greeting. And after the greeting, we ask you, is it to stay? And then we'll take your order. But it's a process that we want to make sure that our guests will get the whole experience and get what they need and what they want correct and on time. We want to make sure our customers get a correct product as efficiently as they can and as quickly as they can. So,
Mr. Gates, much honor to you, sir, for keeping it going. We hope you never leave Kansas City. And, you know, for those of you that are Gates fans, it sounds like you need to buy some sauce and send it to all your friends in Texas.
Oh, and listen, by right now,
yeah,
you do shipping for...
Yes.
So these are great Christmas gifts. Help a local Kansas City restaurant out and send them to all your Texas friends.
Drew, I don't think they need any help.
Hey, we all could use a little help.
We need all the help we can get, okay?
Texas is a big place. Texas is a big place.
Texas and Memphis.
And I also just want to thank Kristen with Heartland Payments for lining this up, and we're so honored to have you on the show. We don't want to take up too much of your time. Thank you for being on the Love KC Food Show.
We appreciate you all, and we love you guys. And keep up the good work, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir, very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi. May I help you?
We're still on. I thought we were going to go to a commercial break, and I'm sorry.
That was a wonderful interview, wasn't it?
I love how he ended it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It was a wonderful, wonderful
interview.
What
an honor to have him on.
You know the history behind Gates is a fascinating story.
Well, we'll be back.
The history behind food.
We'll be back. We're going to keep talking about it. Well, Brian, it's all downhill from here. We had Mr. Gates on.
Mr. George Gates from Gates Barbecue.
One of the premier historical restaurants in Kansas City, for sure.
Right, with the red roof and the hey, I may help you.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what, though, they have been an icon in Kansas City, and their sauce is really one of my favorite sauces, and I use it for a lot of different dishes, things that I make, because I like that style of sauce. But, you know, Drew, when we're talking about sauces, back in, let's go all the way back to the 1920s. In the 1920s, Henry Perry, who worked in Kansas City, worked down by the stockyards.
Okay, sure.
And everybody in the 20s, Kansas City was the hub for,
They called them drovers?
Drive them, all the way from Texas, from Nebraska.
And we're talking about horseback here.
Yeah.
Like City Slickers,
walking,
Billy Crystal.
Correct.
Yeah.
Walking them up, walking them down, herding them all into Kansas City for the stockyards, and that's where the auctions would take place. And they had a large
sale,
and then they could ship that beef out after that beef had
and
been processed
it here,
right here.
Yep,
and they would ship it out on the railways. We had the river
right
there. We had everything for the shipping back in the 20s,
and that building still exists where they. Yes. They would go in the crow's nest. The rich people did. You know,
correct.
The commoners would be on the bottom. But the rich folk would be up there, and they could view all the way down to the stockyards.
That's correct, yes. And
amazing.
And they'd walk around, and they'd bid on these cattle, and that's where people took them to.
Incredible.
To sell them. Well, back in the 20s, they didn't use the ribs.
Well, no one knew.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Just a meaty.
It was a piece of, it was like a
hoof.
Who
needs it?
Let's throw it away.
Yeah, it's like hoof, rib, ear.
Right.
It was in the mix.
Get rid of it. We're going to throw it away. Well, a guy named Henry Perry said, you know what we're going to do? I'd like to have all those. Can I get all those from you? And they go,
sure.
Yeah, we're going to throw them in the trash. Go ahead, take them.
Yeah.
Well, he took them, and he started, he had a little a building, and he started outdoor barbecuing these ribs.
Smoking them, right?
Smoking them.
Yeah.
And then he, once they were done, he would wrap those up in newspaper, and he would cover them in his kind of sauce,
right,
which was basically a heavy
molasses.
And
nobody was doing this.
Nobody was doing it.
Nobody.
There was some guys.
I mean, you can go to Applebee's right now and order ribs.
Right.
But that wasn't happening then.
Nothing in Kansas City.
No.
That's for sure. So yeah. So he did that, and he would sell them right there. That took off so fast.
Right.
That people.
Cheap.
Cheap.
Good.
Cheap. It was cheap to him. Super, free.
Free to him, but also free, cheap to the people.
25 cents for a slab of ribs.
Right.
How would you like that?
That sounds pretty good.
But, you know, the sauce that he used was kind of a thicker a molasses and brown sugar-based sauce. And sauces, as barbecue caught on across the country, the sauce has changed in many, many different styles.
So many different styles.
What is your favorite sauce?
Well, I make my own.
You make your own sauce?
I make my own sauce, and it's different every time.
Okay, so
there's a few
you don't have to give it away if you
don't want to. No, but I can tell you this right now. First of all, the principles come from Bon Appetit.
Uh-huh.
There's an article that anyone can look up. All you need to make barbecue sauce is this formula.
Okay.
It's a fantastic article. But I'll just tell you, it's so simple, the elements, okay? Tomato base, that's a requirement.
Right. Most of them all are.
A sweet,
most of them.
Some sort of sweet.
Some
are something not. Sweet.
Something
so
sweet.
That's molasses or just
brown
cane sugar, honey.
Or honey, okay.
Agave nectar, which mm-hmm. I like to use.
Okay.
Okay. Then a salty. That could be Worcestershire sauce. That could be, you know, lots of different things. What other things do you think of when you think of salty?
Anchovies.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
Okay.
So that's the salty, and then spicy.
Spicy. What would you add for spicy? Now, what do you add?
What do I add
for the spicy?
I add sriracha.
Okay.
I'm a big fan. It's sweet and spicy, so
okay.
It kind of hits both
some
of those.
Some people would maybe throw in some cayenne.
Oh, totally.
Okay.
Red pepper flakes, maybe.
Red pepper flakes. You'd have to grind those, I guess, so mm-hmm. that wouldn't be... Well, I guess you wouldn't have to if it's a barbecue sauce.
Or
all right.
Cayenne pepper is a nice...
I said cayenne.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You did. I thought you were talking about the car. Anyway, and then once you have the spicy, you're going to add a smoky element to it.
Okay.
You know what I mean by smoky?
Liquid smoke. No,
well, you could.
That.
You
don't
could, but
that.
You could just even add smoked paprika.
Mm-hmm.
So any
that.
Any kind of smoked spice you can add to that.
I rub the meat in that before
yep.
I smoke it or
right.
Okay.
Right. And then last but not least, you want to add a little bit of acidity to it.
Okay.
Or the astringent, you know.
And your secret is...
Well, I use vinegar.
I thought it was wine.
You can use wine for sure.
So, do you just use like an apple cider vinegar, or do you use now? See, a vinegar barbecue sauce is one of my favorites.
Oh yeah.
So, and that's what I would equate to as really one of my favorites, and that's why not so much of a thick. Molasses or kind
right.
of a sweet sauce. I like a more tangy.
Which the new restaurants are more sweet these days. They're less vinegar based. Have you noticed this?
Yes, I have. And I'm not a fan of that. That's why I tend to move towards the
to
Gates,
the vinegar, yeah.
To the Gates side.
Yeah, you bet.
And like North Carolina has a vinegar sauce.
Uh-huh.
And it's not really like, they don't use any tomatoes. So it doesn't have that tomato base. And instead,
really?
Yeah, instead they rely on a...
What's the base?
It's just a tart combination of vinegars, usually apple cider or cider vinegar, and then spices like cayenne pepper, black pepper, crushed red pepper, And then they use a hot sauce.
I got to be honest. Salt, I don't call that barbecue. Water.
I you know what? I've never
tried
that
sauce. I'm not saying it's
not
food, and I'm not saying it doesn't taste good. It's just not barbecue.
Now, what about the Alabama white sauce?
That doesn't sound like we can say that on the radio.
It's unlike a traditional Carolina sauce.
Okay.
This mixture, now really, I'm telling you, I've made the Alabama white sauce a lot of times, okay?
Okay.
So I have to tell you.
I've never even heard of this.
No, it's a huge thing. It's a huge thing.
In Alabama.
In Alabama, and they use it for a lot of different recipes. It's great on a grilled chicken or something like that, but it's a mayonnaise base.
They got to work on their PR, but yeah.
So look, your sauce and barbecue sauce that we traditionally think of is
tomato base,
a tomato base
with salt
with
and spicy
you
and celery and seed and
tangy,
yeah,
and all of that.
That's
well,
barbecue.
The Alabama sauce and the North Carolina vinegar sauce. The Alabama white sauce is mayonnaise, vinegar, and a lot of different peppers. And then you put it on things like smoked chicken or things like it doesn't sound it is really, really good.
Again, I would say it's not barbecue.
You can look it up though on any one of the food sites or just Google it and try it if you'd like to. Again, I agree. Probably not
it's a
barbecue sauce.
It's a sauce. It's a valid food. I'm not saying it and I'm not even saying it tastes bad, probably. But I just wouldn't call it barbecue.
What about the South Carolina style mustard sauce? They call it a barbecue.
Okay, now
sauce.
That's closer for some reason because it's more toward that sort of spice that you want. But
right, so you're still
it's closer.
You get that tangy flavor because mustard's made out of a lot of vinegar.
Right,
so you get that tangy, but you get a heavy mustard taste with that ground mustard seed in there.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I've never tried that sauce, but it sounds okay.
Yeah. Well, and on
but again, is that a barbecue sauce?
Well, and I'm very narrow. I get it. If you talk to the barbecue guys today, I mean, their definition of what barbecue is incredibly broad now.
Right.
Incredibly broad. And some would say that the sauce, actually, they don't want sauce on their barbecue.
Well, really, the best way to eat barbecue, or at least try it, is without the sauce.
Right.
Just so you can taste the flavor of the meat, because the meat is rubbed with different kinds of spices, and like you talked about, your smoked paprika and your different, you know, salt and peppers.
Coffee.
You rub that, yes, you rub that meat in that and then smoke it for 8 to 12 hours.
Right.
And it comes out with that flavor in there. The sauce is added. I like to add the sauce later, but some people just love the sauce. Now, you would probably like then the Texas-style barbecue sauce.
It is a legitimate, although second place.
Yes.
But a legitimate barbecue sauce.
Now, the Texas-style is really more of a glaze than a sauce.
It is, yeah.
Some of these restaurants in Kansas City that you would go to, now, like we were talking with Mr. George Gates.
King Gates.
Now, when you go get their barbecue sauce, you do it yourself. So you can put as much or as little on as you want or none at all if that's what you would like.
Yeah.
Some of these barbecue places put the sauce on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they just cake it on.
Right.
I mean, and it's just swimming in sauce. And some people like that.
Yeah.
But the Texas style is more of a...
A glaze. Yeah.
Yes.
Which, yeah. Where would you classify Casey Masterpiece?
That would be your kind of Kansas City style sauce.
That's like the original guy, like way back to
That's right. And that is a sweet, kind of tangy sauce that is that has become a Kansas City favorite, but it's heavy in the sweet. It's heavy in molasses. It's heavy in the
and
brown
smoky.
Sugar. It's very smoky, you know, but that kind of sauce is what, well, let's take McDonald's.
Oh, very similar to the McDonald's barbecue sauce.
It is
very.
The McDonald's barbecue
which
sauce.
Is which interesting is, to think about.
Is a Kansas City-style barbecue sauce.
It is, for sure.
And that's what you dip your McNuggets in.
Chicken McNuggets.
Or your fries or whatever.
Can you believe they still sell that for $5?
Can you believe it's still classified as chicken?
You know, everyone claims they don't eat there, but they sure keep making a lot of money.
Boy, do they ever.
Somebody's eating there.
Do they ever.
Somebody's eating there.
No.
I had a 20-piece last week.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With the barbecue sauce, for sure.
Now, that is a thicker sauce, right?
Yeah.
So there's a difference in all kinds of different sauces. And like you do, you create your own.
Yeah.
So you can come up with all kinds of different flavors. If you like to cook at home, you could do it on the stovetop.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah. You can do it right there on the stovetop.
It's relaxing, I think. It's fun to create a new thing.
Yeah.
And it does taste amazing to literally make the sauce.
It is really
amazing.
It's
hard to mess it up.
Now, when people, when people use ketchup.
Oh, don't use ketchup.
No, they do.
No.
Yeah.
That's for fries.
No, they use ketchup to make the base of their sauce.
I know. That's a mistake.
It is a mistake.
Yeah.
It is a mistake.
Don't do it.
Because, I know.
Don't do it.
So it's hard to...
And there is a cheat code. There's a lot of people that will use bases of sauce that is, like, they would take the Gates sauce, and that's their base. And then they would add to it. That's a good cheat code as well.
It is.
That's not a bad way to go.
So
you take the bottle of Gates.
Right.
Start with that. Put that in, and then you can add some customizations to Gates sauce. You're not going to lose that way.
No, you're not going to lose that way, but I don't think I'd add or subtract anything from a Gates sauce.
I think I've never done that, but I know it happens.
1946, they came up with that recipe, and they haven't changed it since.
And the fact that they've kept that secret
that long. Even Coca-Cola changed their...
That's right.
To the new Coke.
That's
and
right.
And then went back to the classic.
Oops.
Because they go, we had to make a ton of money on advertising, so this is the way we did it.
The fact that they've kept that secret this long is very impressive.
It is. Very
really
impressive.
Yeah.
Yes. And their new sauces, Gates' new sauces, I have tried.
They're good.
And they're very good. But
I can't get past the original.
Me neither. I'm still a fan
of
the original. And now Gates does make rubs. So if you get your brisket, or some people on Thanksgiving, Drew.
Yeah.
They have brisket.
Oh, yeah.
Or they have, you know, they do a roast beef, or they do whatever. And you can put that rub on there, and that will really enhance the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done that.
You know what I like to do? Leftovers, Gates sauce.
For what?
Anything.
Oh.
When you have leftovers, you know, leftovers. It's not the best, but you put some Gates sauce on the leftovers.
One of my favorites.
It's amazing.
The Gates onion rings.
Oh, my goodness.
They're the best.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you can't.
We didn't even get to talk about it. With the tower?
Yeah, you can't. No, they don't have the tower. Well, at least not when I went. But they just had it in the thing. But
oh, that's right.
They are not that heavy breaded. They're real crisp.
Yeah, but the fries.
Fries are great, too.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, we're just, again, honored to have Gates Barbecue on. Thank you again, Mr. George Gates. Thank you, Kristen, for setting that up. We're going to be back. We're going to keep talking about barbecue in Kansas City. This is Drew and Brian of the Love KC Food Show. And we're back, Brian, the Love KC Food Show. Thank you for everyone that listens to us every week. I am so thankful for our fans. We get so many emails and requests and ideas. Thank you, guys. What is the email address, Brian, to email the show?
Oh, just go to kcfoodshow.com.
kcfoodshow.com.
And at the bottom of the homepage, there's... a contact us page. You can put your email or your comments, or if you have a suggestion for a show,
yeah,
we'd love to hear your ideas. And also, if you've been to a recently opened restaurant or a restaurant that you just absolutely love,
oh, yeah,
that you want to get the word out,
absolutely,
and just say, we do this show so that we can help support our local restaurants here in Kansas City, and we do it so that people who love food, which all of us have to eat. I'm sorry, it's the one thing that we all have to
That's
do.
Right.
Eat.
We do.
Some people don't pay taxes anymore, so that one went out.
That one did go out.
And I guess you have to die.
So
I don't know.
Eat and die.
Yeah, I guess
those are your
it.
Two things we all have to do.
That's basically it.
Okay.
And I love just to eat and then die.
You know, we do all have to pay sales tax, so I guess we still...
You would
taxes
think so,
in there.
But I don't think Henry Perry did when he got those free ribs.
Free ribs. That's right.
But we do have a lot of other restaurants here.
Do we have any food specials this week, Brian?
We do have a lot of food specials going on through the rest of November. Some of those are, I know it's November and I know we're coming up on Thanksgiving, but sometimes you just really want to have some good seafood. So go to get the Captain Special at Hook and Reel. You have snow crab, a big cluster of snow crab, lobster tail, a pound of black mussels, plus you get all the side dishes and everything with that for $42.99. That goes on all month long, the Captain Special at Hook and Reel, 119th and Metcalf. If you're into the more Mexican flavors,
yeah,
go ahead and go to Coco Bolos.
Coco Bolos.
Located in Prairie Fire at 135th and Knoll. They have the Fall Fajita Fest going on right now, and you can get all kinds of different fajitas. If we're talking Mexican food, fajitas are basically one of my favorites, but you can get loaded fajitas, carnita fajitas.
Carnita fajita.
Sweet chili fajitas, and all kinds of more.
What a great place.
Great place,
great
food.
People.
Yes, so just go check them out. And if you're watching the games, because the Chiefs already had their bye season, so we're into the second half of the season.
Here we go.
And, you know, the games are going to go on every Sunday, or I guess Monday for a couple of them, I'm not sure. But go to Rockin' Brews, again, in Prairie Fire at 135th and Knoll. They have game day specials all day long. $8 wings, $8 their garlic parmesan fries, their chili cheese fries, their queso dips, and all of that. And if you're looking for some specials, go to findandrefer.com, click Find a Company, go to Restaurants and Retail. Once you get to there, you'll see different restaurants listed. Click on one of those, and you'll see a special come up. And you can get different kinds of free things, free appetizers when you go into these
Where's
different
restaurants.
Findandrefer.com.
Findandrefer.com.
It's all free. You can show it on your phone or you can print it out. You can bring in your certificates. And it's just a wonderful way to get an appetizer, try out their food. The garlic parmesan fries, wonderful. So game day nachos, that's Rockin' Brews.
So many different nachos and fajitas.
Yep. So those are some of our restaurant specials. And if you do own a business, go to getmytextnumber.com, and that's where you can, if you have a business.
Yeah? This is new. What's going on?
You can go on to getmytextnumber.com.
Getmytextnumber.com.
Right? Yeah. And
you're asking him?
What that does is that allows you to getatextnumber.com.
Yeah. Getatextnumber.com.
Right.
And then what am I going to do when I get my text number?
Well, that way you can text all of your customers or clients. And instead of having to talk to them on the phone, you could just communicate different specials or
And it's a company text number.
Correct. It comes right from your company.
Oh.
So you don't have to get a new number. You don't have to do any of that.
And you don't have to take up your personal phone.
You don't have to take up your personal phone.
Oh, that's
phone,
great.
And it can come through.
And anybody can manage it?
Anybody can manage it.
Oh, that's
it comes
great
through
for
a desk,
businesses.
A desktop computer
oh,
or
fantastic.
Whatever.
Or an iPad or something,
Anything
right?
Anything you want.
Get my text number.
Yeah.
Get a text number. Oh, sorry. Getatextnumber.com.
Yeah. Getatextnumber.com. So, and then I'd like to thank again.
Oh.
George Gates.
Absolutely.
For coming on the show.
King Gates.
Telling us a little bit about his barbecue and the beginnings of his grandfather.
Unbelievable.
Back in 1946.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Did you catch he kind of slipped that in, that they would change the name depending on how that was going? That was so funny.
I
he kind of slipped it in there, and I thought that was great.
Well, I did know that they changed it once.
Uh-huh.
And I guess they...
And then back again and back. Yeah. But, you know, that's a family business, and they stayed together. That's incredible.
Yeah.
It's really incredible.
Gates Old Kentucky.
Yeah.
Was the original.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Gates Old Kentucky.
And think of the...
Kentucky's another big barbecue place.
Yeah. So think of the adversity that they went through to make that happen. I mean, really. I mean, we look at it now and we go, that's amazing. But really, it was amazing to be able to do that restaurant, and to be that successful at that time in that era is incredible.
Well, see, back in that time, even though barbecue started barbecue in Kansas City started back in the 20s and everything, even when you headed up to the 40s, it wasn't thought of as a real staple kind of...
No, not like it is today.
Not even close
right.
to
they
what it is
They changed the opinion of that genre of food.
That's one of the great things that
it's
they
incredible.
Did. They really changed. So Kansas City is known as a barbecue town with over 100 barbecue restaurants.
Right.
It is the barbecue capital of the world.
Incredible.
Yeah, and that's our heritage here.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good community story for our hometown.
Well, thank you so much to the Gates family for staying with Kansas City and for being on this show. We really appreciate that. And thank you to all of our sponsors at the Love KC Food Show. We really appreciate it. What are we doing next week, Brian?
What we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving.
Ah.
Origins of Thanksgiving, how it started. And Drew.
Yeah.
What is the main staple of Thanksgiving? When you eat, what is it? You're saying it.
Deer. No, turkey.
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 Really, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. But you'll find out next week what it was.
Right.